Good night of Shabbos, and welcome to the last Masechta Bez Hashem, the final Masechta for the Siyam. It's a very exciting moment. Reb Tzadik HaKohen says in many places, when he speaks about hidden meanings in Masechtas, and Chazal had many layers of meaning. And Masechtas Nida starts off with very halachic inyanim, and we're going to see that there's something there that really, really goes to fundamental issue of the Brias Olam itself, of which we're holding in Bereishis. I want to point out the basic halacha that the beginning of Masechtas Nida deals with is called chazaka. It means halacha recognizes status quo. Things are recognized to be as they are until proven otherwise. A mikveh that was measured and found to be kosher, you don't have to go measure it time and again. And everything like that. You don't have to keep checking your meat that nobody poured milk on it, and so on. That's called chazaka, and it is one of the fundamental rules of halacha across the board. The concept of chazaka is obviously necessity. You couldn't run life if every time you had to go walk around with measuring sticks and so on. So there's no doubt that it's practical. The Gemara does have a source for it. And if you think about it, this actually speaks to the fundamental nature of the created world as we understand it. Because nature is assumed to be consistent and constant. Nobody ever bothers to recheck fundamental laws of physics. We take it for granted that those laws will be fixed. And once we've gotten the sense that something's a basic law, we never expect it to change. This speaks to it speaks in a certain sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perhaps strongest imprint on creation of immutability. And therefore, when we recognize that nature never varies in its basic fundamentals, it's because there's a pasuk, chok nosam v'lo yavar. Kadosh Baruch Hu put chok into the Bria, and it never ever wavers. That's one part of it. But it has another aspect to it that is much deeper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually put two frameworks, ongoing frameworks of interaction. One is chok, nature, science. And one is hashkacha, nisim, beyond the pale of laws of nature. And that's called hanhaga nisis, hashkacha pratis. One is symbolized by the sun and one by the moon. It is interesting that the basic cycle that Masechtas Nida deals with is halachically recognized as being tied to a lunar cycle. And yet the laws of chazak, of consistency, apply there. This is where the Shas found it appropriate to bring those halachas. So that means, on the one hand, we have something that is described as erratic, not based on a solar year, not based on those laws of nature. The moon is seen as being inherently erratic, sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller, unclear cycle. And yet that interweaving of the two is what it's about. This is true about the Masechta. It is true in Bereishis. Rashi says the Torah should have started with Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, the lunar cycle. And yet the Torah tells us Bereishis, which is the cycle of nature, the laws of nature that have been cast and etched in stone from the first day and don't change. So Rashi says, because Hashem wanted to superimpose one on the other, the things that he gave us supernaturally, extraordinarily, are woven deep into the fabric of the rules of nature. Here also, we have the halachas of chazaka, which deal with things that are consistent and constant, never change, are placed in the framework of a phenomena that is tied to the world of the Levana, which always corresponds to the nace, to the erratic, and so on. Devin Ezra says in Parshas Bahar, there are people who say that we have a solar calendar and people say we have a lunar calendar. The truth is we have an interwoven calendar. So this is a moment to reflect on this as we start Bereishis and we're standing at the very foundation of Torah. As we're starting Nida, we're finishing the cycle of Shas. It's fascinating that the beginning of the end coincides with the beginning. Understand that the godless of Hashem lies not in the world of Teva as much, not in the world of Nes as much, but in that extraordinary interweaving of the two into one whole unit. Chaps.